This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 108 for Tuesday, October 19th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are stronger on Tuesday as concerns over dry conditions across the prairies and limited canola supplies fuel the increases. The November canola contract gained $16.70 at $937.80 per ton. The much more heavily traded January contract rises $16.90 at $932.20 per ton, and the March contract jumps $17.70 at $917.80. While the rolling out of the November contract into January is a major feature, a trader says crushers and other buyers are concerned about the tight supplies of canola. He says they are buying now, anticipating prices will continue to increase. Additional support is coming from upticks in European rapeseed, as well as gains in the Chicago soy complex. Some pressure is coming from small declines in Malaysian palm oil and a stronger Canadian dollar. The loonie is at 80.91 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 80.81. ICE says it's raising the daily limit for canola from $50 per ton to $60, effective November 1st. The United States Department of Agriculture reports 52% of U.S. corn is combined, 9 points ahead of the five-year average. Crop conditions remain at 60% good to excellent. The U.S. soybean harvest hits 60% finished to be 5 points above the average pace. The planting of U.S. winter wheat reaches 70% done, pretty much on par with the average pace, and about 44% of the crop is emerged. Elsewhere, Ukraine reports that about three-quarters of its winter wheat is planted, Brazil says that a quarter of its soybean crop is in the ground, and China reports its September imports of corn are just over 3.5 million tons. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are higher on Tuesday. The November contract rises 6.5 cents at $12.28 per bushel. December soy oil is up by more than a third of a cent at 62.39 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal climbs $4.70 at $3.22.60 per short ton. Corn futures are lower on Tuesday. The December contract loses 2.5 cents at $5.30 per bushel. Chicago oats are also lower, with the December contract giving up 6 cents at $6.56. Wheat futures are mixed on Tuesday. Chicago December dips a quarter cent at $7.36. Kansas City December slips a penny at $7.48. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December gains 7 cents at $9.74.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, October 19th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.